Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody.
Now it's time.
My name is Doug and I love movies. I think that's the trick to it, is like some crowds get lucky and they all start at the same exact time. The cue is very loose because I just have to turn it on you guys, and but it was a good try. And we're coming to you from our most weekly home at the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on Tuesday, September 3rd, to Ocean's 13. Thanks to the Green Ann Collective Gardens and everyone else who hooked me up in Seattle during Bumbershoot. And apologies to the person whose shithead I didn't say at the end of yesterday's episode. The ending was chaotic and I only said two shitheads. So somebody didn't get their shithead in, and I apologize. Thursday night, my worlds collide once again with another podcasting crossover event. I'll be doing a Benson movie interruption of Mommy Dearest at, it's a crazy movie, at CineFamily. And all in attendance are invited to join us on the patio after for a Dining with Doug and Karen taping that will also be a dessert potluck. So bring a sweet, tasty dish and we'll try it and talk about it on the podcast. Although I don't expect the director of Mommy Dearest will show up. Might not be alive. I'll have to do some research on that. Maybe the ghost of the director of Mommy Dearest will make an appearance. New York City, Doug Loves Movies, Monday night is sold out. So come see me interrupt Cabin Fever at the Alamo Drafthouse on Tuesday, September 10th in Yonkers. It's just a short subway and then a bus ride away. prize bag is so full of amazing things that I can barely get into it. I need to get the guests out here to really, of course, a Doug Loves Movies T-shirt and one of my CDs. But everything else. Oh, I got to show you this real quick. This is a T-shirt that a fella from a company called Keep It Kush. And this is a crown for King, and then a monkey for Kong. So this is, there's a strain called King Kong, and he's smoking it. So there you go. Oh, and also, he's not here tonight, but I'm giving away Leonard Maltin's 2012 movie guide, because I don't need it anymore. He sends them to me personally. He just sent me the 2013 movie guide, so I'm going to pay this forward and give you guys the last one. And also, there's a gift card for iTunes you can buy premium episodes. And this is a free episode that should be a premium episode because, I got some good guests, you guys. Please welcome Gillian Jacobs, Adam Pally, and the return of Werner Herzog. Oh, also in this prize bag I brought, I haven't done a Doug Digsit for a while, but I found Sideways in the bargain bin at a place, and I was like, I'm going to buy a copy of that for Doug Digsit. Gillian Jacobs, first of all, you guys, is back.
Thank you.
And she brought and emptied all the salt out of backstage. A salt shaker that is an exhausted man bent over a desk, I think is what's happening there. There's a typewriter next to him.
Yep.
And he's just bent over the desk like something's about to happen. And he says, there must be an easier way to make a living. Yeah, there's got to be easier ways than getting raped on desks. But also as a salt shaker.
And why would one at mealtime wish to be reminded of the drudgery of the workday when all they are doing is trying to forget it? Why would this be an appropriate shaker for salt?
Werner Herzog, ladies and gentlemen, is back.
I apologize if I have introduced myself into the proceedings too quickly, but I felt moved to speak.
Well, I wanted to talk about the other things that Gillian brought. A small dream catcher bag.
Is there someone
in... Yes, Werner?
Is there a pepper grinder shaped like someone in a coffin?
No, there isn't. It's just a little weird bag.
I prefer pouch.
Pouch. It's a little weird pouch. And then what else did you bring? Oh, this is the real deal. A poster for the motion picture Milo.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, Milo sans Otis. This is just Milo. This isn't Milo and Otis.
That's actually, yeah.
Two and very different pictures.
The movie is now called Bad Milo, so that's actually kind of
it's a real collector's item. People love things that are incorrect.
What is the story of Bad Milo?
It's about an anal demon that comes out of Ken Marino's butt and kills people and then goes back in his butt.
You
Much
know,
like
that's
your
the
films.
Typical, that's usually where the anal demons do it, is in and out of the butt.
Yeah, is this an actual size of the poster?
No, that was like a special South by Southwest little thrown together rinky-dink poster.
So this is what they hung up around Texas telling people to go see this movie?
Yeah, they were hoping they were so tired and hot that they would stumble into the anal demon movie.
I mean, it seems small in size.
It's a low-budget film, Adam. It didn't have distribution
at that
point.
It's more like a band's postcard.
You go see the movie, and it's just a tiny little square in the middle of the screen. Yeah.
The experience of putting salt on my food has drained my soul. Time to see this movie about an anal demon and liven things up a bit.
I like to have a through line through my gifts on this podcast. And then, you know, if you feel like maybe you'd like someone else's soul, you could capture it and put it in the little bag I brought and then feel restored again.
Very thoughtful gifts. Somebody's truly going to be a winner tonight. And first-time guest, Adam Pally, is here.
Thank you.
Dude, you're in Iron Man 3.
Yeah, I know.
Which I've watched four or five times on planes recently.
Oh, sweet.
And
does it hold up?
It does. it just keeps getting better. It's so weird to me how much I love it.
Good, I'm
like,
glad.
Like, the first time I saw it, I was like, that's all right. And then on planes, I love it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's because you're dealing with your own mortality. You know, it's like eating fast food at an airport. You have to do it.
Yeah.
Because there's a chance you're going to die.
If the plane crashes, they can say he was doing what he loved.
Watching
the same movie over and over again because he did not want to watch Trance. You know what I mean? Like, the choice is always like, do I want to watch this for the fifth time or one of these other things for, you know, half a time? And I always just go with the one I already know I like. And I that movie just keeps getting better and better. And you're seeing it, and it's very funny.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, it's awesome. It's so cool.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, like, people are like, is it, like, someone was like, is it cool being Iron Man? I was like, fuck yeah. It's fucking awesome. I went to see it in the theater and was like, yes, there I am in Iron Man. Like, I don't care. Fuck it. What, am I supposed to be modest? Fuck you guys. I'm in fucking Iron Man. That's cool. It was
rad.
Did
you really yell out, that's me, when you
showed up?
Yes,
I did.
At the premiere?
Totally did. I was like, that's me!
I did the same thing at Jack Reacher.
Yeah, man, you should be proud of that shit. You were great.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Are you out of breath?
No.
I've never met Werner Herzog before, but he constantly seems winded.
I conserve my energy because I'm always on guard against the assault of nature.
Of course, yeah. Of course. Who wouldn't be scared of nature all the time?
Sometimes I fear that clouds will get organized.
Oh, yeah. That's the one thing stopping them from attacking, their lack of organization. They're just floating around there willy-nilly.
We saw what happened when the trees got together and it happening. Yeah. And so the clouds getting together, that's even worse, I would imagine.
I love that part in The Happening when Mark Wahlberg is like, oh, shit, the bees. He, like, turns around, they, like, zoom in on a close-up. He's like, oh, shit, the bees.
Yeah, like, he's a high school science teacher. Of course he's going to be the one to figure it out.
I know.
A lot of light bulbs went off all throughout the country. When Werner brought an interesting prize. It's a envelope. Should I open it?
No.
Just put it in the bag and don't talk about what's inside?
I'm joking. You may open it if you wish.
I'll never figure out your sense of humor.
It's intermittent at best.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a lovely picture of yourself.
Thank you.
Which you've gone to the trouble of signing.
You look so much younger in photos.
That's because every photograph is in the past.
Mind blown. Show canceled. You wrote on here, nature shall destroy us all.
It's true. But to lighten things up, I included both an X and an O.
Truth, yeah, you did.
These represent hugs and kisses.
His face doesn't kiss anybody. It's so, that's the least kissable face I've ever seen. Putting him back in the envelope.
That was hurtful.
No, sitting over there right now, you have such a beautiful smile. In this picture, you look like you're just trying to, like, hide a sore on your lip or something.
I was told now that my acting career has begun in earnest that I should have a headshot and maybe I should have an expression on my face that is commensurate with the types of roles for which I will most likely be auditioning, which is sort of bad guys. I'm hoping to play Mr. Freeze in the Ben Affleck Batman movie.
Fuck it, I'm hoping to show up in a news van.
What is this hat that you brought also? You guys brought so many...
Oh, actually,
a hat and some shoes.
I wasn't going to give this away, but you you brought it out. You kind of stole it.
But oh, do you want to hang on to it?
No, I'll give it away now.
Also, we're going to need your wallet.
We need your wallet. This is like sitting on the chair in the green room, and I came out here, and now it's here.
Oh, this didn't belong to you either?
No, it's mine. It was. I wore it here.
Adam feels bound by the holy compact of the prize bag that he is no longer allowed to keep his hat that
That's
he
true.
Intended upon wearing home.
I swear
you said to me, I also brought this hat, but maybe that was just...
I didn't finish the sentence, which was like, I guess we could give it away if needed. So I guess you're in the right.
Thank you.
We got
And these shoes that you brought.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've actually worn these a bunch of times.
Quite a bit.
What are they? What kind are they?
I used to be on a show called Happy Endings, and makes it feel worse. Makes it feel worse. Like sometimes I'd wear sneakers.
What an intriguing character.
One of those, yeah. You don't see a lot of those on TV. Sometimes they'll wear sneakers types.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the story behind those.
They're green. They kind of light up, and they're...
Do they light up?
Well, I mean, they're fluorescent. Like, they're good for running.
They light up a room, yeah.
You could run across a freeway with these on and
have
a decent shot.
And this, I guess...
Keep your hat.
No, I want to give it away.
All right.
I have lice. I guess the story behind that, I got that hat over the summer shooting a movie that will be out next summer, hopefully.
What's that called?
It's called Search Party. And there's
kind of a drama, like there's a missing child?
There is a missing child, but it's kind of more of a romp. It's kind of like a dude romp in, you know...
Yeah, there's a kid missing, so what? Let's have some fun with it.
Exactly. I mean, this feels like the pitch. That's exactly what it's kind of, you know, it's like dudes looking for other dudes in the desert. And then, you know, a whole day happens.
Let me ask you guys this. Who's excited about Hot Tub Time Machine 2?
Yeah.
Because someone on this panel, it might be Werner, is in Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
No spoilers.
What's your deal with texting and driving? What's that all about? You made a video?
I am against it. I have made a video which has been shared by many different websites, and they all say a variation on the same thing. Werner Herzog's depressing video about texting and driving. I don't know what people expected when I made a video saying, hey, try not to kill people with your cars because of your dumb texts. I don't know how wacky or heartwarming it was.
Yeah, couldn't you lighten it up a little bit, make it fun?
Yeah, like Grizzly Man.
Grizzly Man has its charms. I am not...
Sure, yeah. It's got its charms.
I am not unaware, but yes, I would prefer that people do not. It was difficult for me because it's two things in science that I love, the automobile and texting. And of course, I, like everyone, thought they would go wonderfully together. But as it happens, they are a deadly combination.
They could have been chocolate and peanut butter, but it turns out...
It was not a Reese's moment.
I like that. I love that Werner loves texting. I picture you like getting psyched about an emoticon.
Every single time. When the emoji app was invented, I threw a party. Everyone dressed as their favorite emoji. Doug, I am to give you a message from a mutual friend.
Oh, please.
Over the weekend, I went to a screening of a new documentary starring Harry Dean Stanton, and he wanted me to tell you how much fun he had on your show.
He did seem to have a great time.
He went on and on about it to me. We were together for about 4 hours, and I would say he used upwards of 30 words.
Did Twitter ever come up in the conversation? Because I would love to know how you would describe Twitter to someone who's completely unfamiliar with it.
I would say, and what I did say to him, because he had many questions about Twitter, he was unsatisfied with the most recent explanation he had been given. And of course, he has a thirst for knowledge that is rivaled only by his thirst for silence.
He eats that shit up.
He said
that silence.
He said to me, "What is this Twitter?" And I said, "It is a platform whereby strangers can communicate with one another and say the same things over and over again, because no one can see the entire conversation. So it's a way for you to constantly be asked the same questions endlessly. And it's like having a virtual child."
And was he satisfied with that description?
He was satisfied. He joined. Look for at the real HDS.
There's a lot of parody accounts. There's a lot of parody. Harry.
Yeah, we got to try to get him verified. Take care of that. You guys are all verified, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is Werner's account verified?
It is not.
Really?
I haven't bothered much with Twitter.
How many followers do you have, Werner?
I think it numbers in the thousands, but I have only tweeted a handful of times. I feel too much pressure. When it comes time to tweet something, I would like to play in the hashtag games, but I feel as if somebody always gets to the good ones before I do.
I can give you a tip on how to kind of get out of your head.
I welcome your expertise.
Get in the car, take a ride.
Oh, I should...
Don't text while you're in it. No,
I should point out I'm fine with people Twittering in the car. That's fine.
Why is that okay?
It just seems to work.
Adam, you've never played, you've never been on the show, so you've never played the Leonard Maltin game before.
No.
Have you been, has anybody given you any tips or anything?
No.
And you certainly haven't seen the show. You're
no.
very busy being on a canceled program.
Yeah. It's hard work. It's hard work not being successful.
No, you're working all the time, so I don't expect you to listen to it. So we have a little card here that you can just read real quickly.
Aww.
And teaches you exactly
really
how
nice,
to play.
Doug.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be great against two people who have been. You both have gone on to appear in you know several weeks in a row because you're so good at this game.
Well,
so no pressure on Adam.
How long was your streak, Werner?
5 weeks, I believe.
Fuck, I only did. I won and then lost immediately the next week. So I don't know what kind of streak that was.
It's a two-game streak.
Yeah.
I'm going to...
Are you about to recuse yourself? What's going to happen here?
No. I started reading this.
Right, and you just... Your eyes roll back into your head, and you just wish anything else was happening.
Exactly. So, in order to not finish reading this card, I would say that I'll play, like, you know, the first round. I'll get it like that.
What?
Like we'll go the first round, and
I think you'll figure it out, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'll figure it out. It'll be easier for me. I'm more of a visual guy. I know it's not great for podcasts, but... I'm better when I see it.
Are you going to play by a series of a complex micro expressions?
That's how I act. So yeah, I figure why not play a game, an insignificant game by that same rule.
Oh.
All right, this will change the course of humanity.
Yes, because you're going to pick somebody in the audience that you want to play for. People brought name tags, I assume. George has one right up front. It's real
digital.
Nice.
Like the digi.
Yeah, and they're kind of spread out throughout the room. The LA crowd's getting a little light on name tags. I don't know what that's about. Maybe summertime it's a little too hot for arts and crafts. But
come on, Adam. Everyone's getting up.
Should I get up?
Yeah. Go pick who you want to play for. While you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. And we're back. Who are you guys playing for? What kind of name tags did you pick here?
I'm playing for a New York State driver's license of... this is a tough read. Again, I'm more of a... Again, I'm more of a visual guy. Maybe you could...
I think I got you beat.
Maybe you could act out how you feel this is pronounced.
How much time was added to the production schedule of Happy Endings to have your script converted into hieroglyphics?
I always said if it was a little more, we'd still be on the air. I think it's Osterling Natalie Joe Powers.
Yep.
I got it?
Natalie Osterling. But that's too
Why is Osterling on top?
I don't know.
It's just a fuck up by the DMV. And you got it, and you were like, meh, who gives a shit? Cool.
All right, so Osterly?
Natalie.
Natalie Osterly.
Oh, okay. Nosterly?
Nosterly.
All right. Well, that's a terrific name tag that you brought, and it does have your name on it.
Organ donor.
Gillian, what did you come up with?
Well, I picked a gentleman that I have met before, and I know him by his online name, which is easier to pronounce, which is Electro Lemon. Yeah. But his real name...
This is a real electro-lemon crowd.
Yeah. His real name, I cannot pronounce. So here goes nothing. Aluwade Emalade O Adejuyi Igb. How'd I do? I did it.
Is the last part of it really Igba? It did you weebe.
Fuck
Come
me.
On.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. I told you I would mangle it, but Electro Lemon, I like to call him.
All right. So that's who we say you're playing for is Electro Lemon.
To be fair, this name written out looks like an alphabet and a half. It rather resembles a field sobriety test.
I think it's cool that you're playing for the fourth bobsledder from Cool Runnings.
Werner, who are you playing for down there?
Forgive me if I am mispronouncing this, but I'm playing for Gina.
Gina.
Gina. Gina.
Her name tag is a Puss in Boots plush toy, which I'm sure is legal identification in some state in America.
That's who we're playing for. All right. Those are some great... Yeah. Everyone's super fired up now. It's very exciting. I made a vine of it. People can look at that.
Oh, my God. It's so hot in here. I don't think the podcasting audience will ever know how hot it is right now, but you guys know. Make some noise for the heat, everybody!
Now, I've never been on the show, but is it standard in the middle of it to have someone hype up the crowd like that? I don't know. I mean, it seemed natural.
I felt like there was a dip in energy as Doug was vining. I thought for the live audience, I would, keep the pace up, keep the energy up.
Yeah.
He was probably hashtagging that, picking a channel, maybe adding our names, maybe adding Electro Lemon's vine name. He's a popular viner. I want, to make sure that you guys are enjoying your night and it wasn't just for the online audience. So I'm sorry, Adam.
No. But during that explanation, I think that the energy dipped again.
Yeah. We need to do the hype thing again. Yeah.
It's often been said that the podcast hype person will either be our salvation or our doom.
If the clouds don't kill us first.
I'd like to see that on a salt shaker.
All right, so I don't know who to start with first here in this game of Leonard Maltin, because I do want Adam to pick up on it. So let's start with Gillian, and then go to Werner, and then to Adam.
Thank you.
You'll have time to figure out what's happening. Come on, you guys. Keep the energy up.
Come on.
This is a taping. It's important that the audience sounds like they loved it. At all times. Laugh, like they say in the warm-up at TV shows. You guys, just laugh at everything. Worry about if it was funny on the way home.
No, they don't.
Have that debate in the car. I don't know who that was supposed to be. Three categories you get to pick from, Gillian. Would you like Sausage Fest?
Yeah.
And that's films where Leonard lists no women in the cast. He just lists men. Or would you like Inconceivable? And that's movies that have infertile women in them. Oh, and also it's Charlie Sheen's birthday today. Only one person cares.
Small Charlie Sheen crowd.
Yeah.
Smaller than Electro Lemon.
That girl needs some enthusiasm management, if you ask me. It's his birthday today, Charlie Sheen. So the films of Charlie Sheen. Which one of those would you like to play?
Infertility.
All right. Jumping all over that. Would you like a movie that features infertility from 2006, 2007, or 2008?
I'll go 2007.
All right.
Those were three banner years for films about infertility.
3.5 stars from Leonard for this movie from 2007. He says about this movie that some of the actors are terrific, and that the lead performance is peerless. Yeah, and it also says that it has a great title sequence. And he lists 9 names. How many names do you think you can name it in?
9.
Gillian says 9, Werner, so you can... You know how it works.
I can name that film in 5 names.
So that's a big leap, Adam. He only gets 5 names reading from the bottom of the 9. So do you think you can hear less names, or do you want to challenge him to name it?
I would like to challenge him to name it.
Okay, say...
audience. Ooh.
So say, name that movie, and then something insulting.
I say...
To Werner.
Name that...
To his face.
Name that movie, Bad Lieutenant, again.
I wish that the studio had listened to me when I suggested that as the title.
I don't know why it rolls off the tongue.
What's the actual title?
Bad Lieutenant, :
Port of Call. Oh, I thought of
Port of New Orleans.
No, you have to name the Port of Call. You can't just say Port of Call. The audience would be furious. Before I see this film, what Port of Call?
But I thought your point was to make the audience furious, so wouldn't it be good to go in with the...
I am sad that you interpret my films that way. I'm just trying to have fun like everybody else.
How many names do you get?
5.
Okay. Could you come just be here every week and stand over there somewhere with a microphone and
somebody
just
values
explain
me.
What's happening the whole time?
No, I value it. I value it immensely. I don't get it.
All right, everybody, we're on pins and needles. Werner Herzog only has 5 chances to guess the name of this movie about infertility from 2007. Can he do it? What do you think? We're on the edges of our seats.
The lead performance is peerless, you say?
Mm-hmm. Cameron Bright, Rainn Wilson, Olivia Thirlby.
Oh, bullshit.
J.K. Simmons.
Come on.
And Allison Janney.
I don't know why everyone is so angry. Is this film Juno?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
Juno it is. Yeah, that one was had enough awesome cast members that even the bottom names gave it away. It happens sometimes.
Clap.
I would love to see you do like a multicam sitcom and be the hype person, like the warm-up person, so that like in between when they're like, we're going to commercial, you would just turn out of your scene and be like, how great was that?
I enjoyed the simple commands that you're giving people, and I've never seen a warm-up person be Orwellian in nature, but perhaps that is what it's called for.
I like what I do. So hot. Can't really think anymore, guys. So I'm just going to need you to just keep clapping and laughing. Thank you, everybody.
We'll start this next round with Gillian and go to Adam and then Werner. And here's your options.
Okay.
Not Without My Daughter. It's Woody Allen movie since 1992. Joe Mama, that's movies with either Joe or Mama in the title. Pretty self-explanatory. And Golden Shower's Pee Book, which of course is movies that begin with P. Not a scene of someone peeing, the letter P in the title.
Important clarification.
Let's go with Not Without My Daughter.
All right. Would you like a Woody Allen movie from 1994 or 1995?
I only get two choices. Ooh.
Yeah, that three choices thing was a rarity. This is more normal.
Let's go with 95.
Okay. Three stars from Leonard from this movie from 1995. He calls it highly entertaining, so I don't get the three stars. See if he says anything negative about it in the entire review. I don't think he does.
Then where was the star going?
Yeah, why did he lose a star on this one?
Maybe he expected to find a $20 bill in the theater.
Then it would have been a four-star experience.
Every four-star review he gives denotes a time in which he has found a $20 bill in the theater.
Directors are going to the theater he's going to and like littering it with money.
Hey, we're having a screening for Malton tomorrow. Make it rain. He also says that this movie has a star-making performance in it.
Oh.
And so it's highly entertaining. It has a star-making performance. Only three stars, though. Okay. And then he lists whopping 13 names.
Okay. I'm going to say five. Lucky number five. Woo! Thank you.
Adam?
I think I could do it in four.
Ooh.
Oh, she did a great job of hyping this crowd.
They're on my side, too.
Okay.
Give me this.
No, you have it.
Doug, I must sheepishly admit I have forgotten both the category and the year of the film.
You and me both. 95.
Woody Allen.
And the category is Woody Allen movies since 92. Not Without My Daughter. And Adam's going with a bold four names out of 13.
I can name that film in... how many names did Adam say?
Four.
Four.
Three names.
Wow.
Three, he says. So now it's back over to Gillian.
I can name it in one.
I hope that Doug says Woody Allen.
Can't think of anything where he'd be 13th billed, but that would be fun.
I know. It would have worked out.
So what do you think? Can you go to zero names, or do you have to...
I think, just by going with the fact that he puts one out every year, I think I probably could, in somewhere in my mind, guess what movie it was in 1995. And so, yeah, I'll give it a shot.
So you say zero names.
Zero names.
Okay, now...
And I could say, I'm reading this, I don't know if this is right, but the negative names thing...
Do you want to go negative?
Well, yeah, I mean, if I'm going to name the movie, I think I could do two more.
How many negative names do you think? Now that's reading from the top of the cast list up, down.
The top down.
Top down. So you think you can get the
if
top
If it's the
bill,
movie I think it is, I think I could two. Probably do like four or five. But again, I'm going to be so wrong, and I'm just going to start naming...
That's the thing, is you got to be careful, because...
yeah, because like, you don't know, because I don't know if this movie came out.
But if you know who you think the top-billed person is, then negative one's a pretty smart bid, because then you just name the movie and the top-billed person.
Right, yeah.
However,
but negative two, Werner has some advice.
Fortune favors the bold.
That's what I would say if someone... was pissed that I was texting while driving. let's go two. I'll go two, and I'll just guess the movie.
Negative
I think it is.
Two. Okay, so now we're back to
Werner.
Werner again.
Adam Pally, I would like you to name that movie. Now is the point at which you clap excitedly.
So what you have to do is you have to name the movie and the one single top billed person.
Just one or
in this movie.
I have to name two. I said two.
Oh, you said two? Okay, so the top two.
Okay.
There's another clue I wish I could give you right now, but I in fairness...
When are you going to tell me if I'm wrong?
Immediately.
Like no, after I say the movie, you want me to
I'll
do
I'll let
the
you
two?
Say all three things.
Okay.
And then...
My guess.
Then we assess from there.
My guess is that the movie is Small Time Crooks.
A guy in the audience just turned a can upside down and went, "Err." Bum, bum, ba-dum.
I honestly can't tell if I was wrong or right by that reaction. Like, he could have been hoping for a lot of things. I guess I'm wrong.
Werner, what's the funniest noise that you make just to entertain yourself? Like, do you ever make funny noises?
Sometimes if there is a child on the set, I will pull funny faces and make sounds to amuse them. It hasn't happened yet, but one of my go-to funny noises for a child
yes
goes like this.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow. Well,
it was a sigh of pure
I hope you never work with children, because that's going to be
I'm
bad.
I'm doing babies another day out.
Same baby?
It's the same baby. The actor is now 22 years old. He will be wearing a diaper and crawling along girders and skyscrapers.
And who are the top two billed people in that?
The top two billed? Well, not considering Woody Allen, I think it would be Tracy Ullman and John Lovitz.
Okay, well, the movie was wrong. It's it's Mighty Aphrodite.
Oh!
I was close. I was close in years then.
And the clue I wanted to give is that Woody Allen movies are always alphabetical, and Len goes along with that. So it would have been very tough for anyone to know that the top billed person in Mighty Aphrodite is F. Murray Abraham.
I still don't think I get the game.
you got it enough to act like you could participate, and that's what I appreciate
that's
about
how
you.
That's how I gamble.
Yeah. And we'll try it again some other time, but for now, Werner is our champion with 2 points.
I must confess, I had no idea that was the case. I wasn't following the game too closely. Perhaps Gillian is right and the heat is overwhelming.
Do you think you could come back in 2 weeks, maybe?
Let me check my schedule.
Okay.
Thank God we're not driving right now.
Who are you playing for? Where is she?
I was playing for Gina. She is over
Gina,
there.
Gina, come get your prize bag, Gina. Congratulations.
Yay, Gina!
Gina!
Woo! It's heavy. Be careful. There you go.
No, enjoy that hat.
Woo!
Enjoy
and,
that hat.
These other two folks, Electra Lemon and Natalie, if you could come up here and write down somebody for me to call a shithead, because you obviously didn't write it on the back of your credit card and or ID. That'd be... You don't want a cop looking at that. It's
you could.
Like
some people write that on the back of their credit card instead of their signature. They write whom they deem to be a shithead.
Okay, Electra Lemon really wrote a long thing. See if you can win the Brevity Award. Well, you're not trying very hard. God damn it.
It's a dead heat.
Apologies to put your hands together. We almost
you forgot your license.
On time. Here's your license.
Whoa!
Hold it right
yes!
into her hand.
She caught it! Woo!
Now that I understand.
Yeah, Gilly, could you come back in 2 weeks and do that some more?
Yeah, I would love
to. We'll just give you a mic and a place to stand. And
if I am free, if my chaise is free, I will come back in 2 weeks.
Would you also wear around your neck an oversized clock?
Flavor Flav, sure.
Who's that?
If you were unfamiliar, why would you even think that was a person's name? Yelling out Flavor Flav.
Wait a minute, I thought... I don't think neither of you understood what happened.
That was a good catch, Doug.
Yeah. Because it doesn't matter.
I'm glad you held my feet to the fire on that one.
Yeah. Raked him over those coals.
Wait, raked or raped?
Depends if we're at a desk.
Yeah. Because raped over the coals is really much worse.
I don't know. I mean, let's debate this for a second. I mean, if you're on coals, if you're on hot coals, right? You're already...
Maybe the rape would be less of a concern.
Yeah, like you're already... Like that's the thing, right? Your feet... Like if it was like, get on those hot coals and now get raped, you'd be like, well... I'm already
the other
here.
Guests have their mics down. That means that they don't want to contribute to this conversation.
I'm shocked Jillian has her mic down. I gotta be honest.
Yeah, why isn't she hyping this part of the show
I
up?
Guess my energy here is just right.
I would love it if... Do you think we could throw together like a happy endings episode of this podcast and get the whole cast down here? Do you think that's possible?
Oh, yeah, sure. No one is doing anything.
Everyone's crazy busy. New Girl took him back right away.
Yeah, I think he was contractually obligated to do that. I think they signed as like, as soon as that shit you're on gets canceled, you're coming back here.
Do you feel as if the producers of New Girl had a hand in the cancellation of Happy Endings?
No.
Follow the money, Adam. Follow the money. This thing stinks to high heaven.
And I would hope, Gillian, maybe we could get a community cast sans Chevy.
Yeah.
Sans?
No Chevy. He's not invited.
He's also back on New Girl.
And Werner, what are the chances? How about a Grizzly Man panel?
There would be one person I'm pretty sure cannot make it.
The bears are cool, though.
What? seriously, what is that? Read that shithead at the bottom. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
John McClane.
No, do not read it. Do not read it. Is it only the one has been written down?
No, there's another one on there. I understand the other one.
But they didn't do it on the line.
People go rogue on this all the time.
Would you like me to read it if you are having trouble? Shall I whisper it in your ear?
Take a puff from your inhaler first, pal.
We will see who is puffing when the clouds come down.
I just don't know what that last word is. What's the last word?
I do.
What is it? Hearing. Okay, hearing. Hearing. I thought it was wearing or meeting. All right.
How...
Does I know, in context, I should have figured it out.
Yes. Do you ever use context as a tool to help you determine what things might be?
No, that's exhausting. I've got other things to think about.
Who has the time? I would like to see a little statue of you with four holes in the top of your head.
Yeah, right now you look like that salt shaker.
And the legend beneath you would say, I don't have time for context.
That's right, because I am a legend.
But I do have time for bracelets.
It's become a bit of a roast in here.
I have some...
What?
It is really hot in here.
As soon as you let it, everyone's so quick to call something a roast. It's like, hey, nice jacket. Whoa, everybody, it was a roast all of a sudden? I didn't prepare my material. Anyway, I got a lot of beefs about small things. You guys want to read my humorous book? It's coming out.
Nice jacket is pretty mean thing to say when you see somebody.
It's fucking
bullshit. Of course they're going to call you.
Give me a real compliment. How do you really feel about the jacket? It's not being nice to you. Anyway, these are all in my book.
Thank you to my guests, Adam Pally, Gillian Jacobs, and Werner Herzog.
At this point, everyone applauds.
And as always, ABC canceling Happy Endings is a shithead.
Yes, yes.
That's nice. Yeah. Thank you.
Natalie.
Oh. You know what?
Thank you.
I take that
Natalie. It's Natalie. My name's Natalie. How'd she get a microphone? Yeah, I don't
know. Good roast. That was a good roast of Natalie.
We really raped her over the coals.
You didn't say the other shithead yet.
Huh? It's true. Are you saving it for the end?
You don't like that shithead? You're not going to say the shithead? Okay, guys. Okay. That's
a good one. Are you sure?
It's a really good picture.
I've seen some of your photographic efforts.
There's been some blurry ones. Because I just do it too quickly. I just want to get it.
You mean to say there have not been other blurry ones?
They're mostly blurry. But I figure people appreciate that more than no picture at all. I could be wrong.
You could be.
Yes. And John McCain playing poker at a war hearing is a shithead.
Now it's time for us to come together, talkie. Eyes of both is you and Cowis makes it cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause God.